Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And when the evening was now come, his disciples went down into the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew, so that when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship. And they were sore afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. They then willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. John 6:16-21. Jesus has departed into the mountain to be alone, and his disciples are going over the sea to Capernaum. In the darkness the wind begins to blow and the waves begin to toss. The disciples see Jesus walking on the sea. Jesus continues to demonstrate his divine nature to these individuals who have forsaken all and followed him. Jesus walking on the sea defies the very law of nature. All of the works which Christ has performed in the Gospel of John defies the laws of nature. Again, the evidence is presented to these men that Jesus is not an ordinary person, but rather he is the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus had power over all laws. His divine nature and the fullness of God's Spirit provided him with the power to rule over all things. However, as they see him, they become afraid. In the storms of life, do we find ourselves afraid? When the darkness falls, do we become fearful? Jesus responded to their fear by saying, It is I, be not afraid. David wrote, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm 23:4. A New Testament writer stated with absolute certainty, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13:6. David was not afraid when he battled with the giant Goliath. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. 1 Samuel 17:46. The three Hebrew boys were not afraid of the fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. Daniel 3:17. Paul the Apostle was not afraid of the executioner's sword. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. 2 Timothy 4:6. The presence of Christ empowers us to overcome fear. It is I, be not afraid. The stormy sea of our life is calmed by the power of Christ. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ, South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.